Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2634, The Foodie's Guide to Getting Fit by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to our Sunday bonus episode. This is where I share an extra article with you from one of the other podcasts in our network. Today's episode is coming from Optimal Health Daily, which covers nutrition, fitness, dieting, and a lot more. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this. And the host, Dr. Neil, actually answers a listener's question every Friday. If you send one in and you're in the US, you can get a copy of our hardcover Optimal Living Daily Workbook totally free, shipped right to your door. All you have to do is send in a relevant health-related question to health@oldpodcast.com and then listen in on Fridays to hear the Q&A episodes. If you're outside of the US, we'll email you a digital version of the workbook. So again, to send in a health-related question to be answered on the Optimal Health Daily podcast, just email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. And with that, here's Dr. Neil with an article and his commentary as we optimize your life.
The Foodie's Guide to Getting Fit by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. How to love food while achieving your fitness goals. Every once in a while, I hear a client use this as a reason for why they have difficulty improving their eating habits to support their fitness goals. But I really love food. Slow down. I love food too, but there's a deeper issue here. Love or a bad relationship? I don't know anyone who doesn't love good food. We're wired for pleasure, and food is a huge part of the joy that we can experience in life. However, just like in human relationships, it's important to remember that there is a difference between love and a bad relationship, but they can look really, really similar. The most basic self-reflection question you can ask is, what food behaviors improve quality of my life, and which food behaviors take away from my quality of life? If you can pause, reflect, and answer that for yourself, you're on the path to improving your relationship with food. In this case, nutrition has nothing to do with calories or macros. It has to do with how you feel, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Remember, overeating to the point that you have difficulty managing a healthy weight does take away from your quality of life. There comes a point when the benefit of the unbridled enjoyment of food is outweighed by the consequence of health issues. Once you get into some poor habits around food, like eating as a primary self-soothing technique, you find that it's no longer about enjoying food. It's about self-medicating with food. And that's no fun. No judgment, no shame, no black and white thinking. One question. What behaviors do you know, deep down, cause you the most trouble? On the flip side, which behaviors and which aspects of your personality are assets in building a healthier relationship with eating? Plenty of quote-unquote foodies who love artisanal guac, local beer, house-made pickles, and stone-fired pizza have an extremely healthful, self-caring relationship with food. How do you build that for yourself? Avoid black and white thinking. The main key, in my opinion, is to avoid black and white thinking. There are no good or bad foods. In the words of Gretchen Rubin, quote, "What we do every day matters more than what we do once in a while," end quote. I think this is an essential distinction. It helps deconstruct either-or thinking and reminds us that there are some things that are appropriate for occasionally and some things that are appropriate for every day. I'm using the word appropriate to indicate building a healthy relationship with food, not any specific weight loss outcome or moral quality. So the question is, I love food. How do I build a healthier relationship with eating? The answer is by continuing to love food, but learning to appreciate context. Two important strategies. If you're a self-proclaimed foodie, you're a connoisseur of flavor, texture, and preparation. The prospect of formal dieting can seem stuffy and unfulfilling. So what's a foodie to do? There are two important strategies that I, as a self-identified foodie, use to make healthy eating accessible and sustainable. They both revolve around context. Is this an everyday meal or a every once in a while meal? Make everyday meals more interesting. You don't have to relegate yourself to a bland diet of poached chicken breast, unsalted broccoli, and dry rice. Instead, there are low-calorie enhancements that you can add to your meals in order to eat well, both in the health sense as well as the Epicurean one. Salsa, especially salsa verde, for example. Aromatics like basil, cilantro, and thyme. Citruses like lemon and lime. Moist textures like lentil soup or baked zucchini lasagna. Salt. Mixed dishes like nachos or tacos. These techniques are simple and easy to implement. $2 worth of cilantro can make a dish taste 10 times better. Make every once in a while meals more infrequent. With many clients who dine out frequently, I encourage them to recognize when an occasion is truly special and when it's just another meal out. Yesterday, for example, I ate both lunch and dinner out with friends. This is not typical for me, and because it was a lot of restaurant eating, I chose to order menu items and to make modifications that allowed the keep it interesting rule, but weren't truly indulgent. For lunch, I had a kebab cob salad at Chopped with extra chicken and lemon juice and olive oil instead of the default dressing. And for dinner, I had the macro bowl at Pizza Beach, which is red quinoa with kale, chickpeas, and carrots. Neither of these meals were momentous occasions, and I ordered food to match. Both were very good, and I enjoyed them. But I was going to Pizza Beach to meet my friend, not to turn over a new culinary leaf. On the other hand, when I'm traveling like I was this past weekend, I enjoy exploring a region partly through its cuisine. In Maine, I had a lobster roll. And in New Hampshire, I had pizza and pasta at a fabulous gluten-free restaurant. The appreciation of context is extremely powerful. A big step in the right direction for improving your relationship with food is knowing when a specific dining experience contributes to the specialness of an event. There's a huge difference between enjoying a fine glass of wine in Tuscany and pouring yourself a habitual glass of wine alone in your apartment at night. In examples like these, it's important to pause and ask yourself, is this love or a bad relationship? Is this special, or am I using this as an excuse? Is this adding to the quality of my life or taking away from it? Is this an everyday habit or an every once in a while habit? Whether you're asking yourself these questions about food, drink, or exercise, no one can answer for you. It's your responsibility and privilege to make these decisions for yourself. There's no right and no wrong with food and exercise. You just listened to the post titled, The Foodie's Guide to Getting Fit by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Earlier this week, we were actually talking about how we can become conditioned to turn to certain foods when we want to feel better. By conditioning, I mean it becomes a habit where we turn to certain foods because we know they make us feel better, like comfort foods, your chips, mashed potatoes, pizza, donuts, french fries if you're me. And what psychologists are learning that if you want to break that habit, if you no longer want to turn to those comfort foods to make you feel better, what you have to do is pause for a second and think to yourself, do I really need this? And that's basically what Rachel was mentioning. When you're dining out and you're about to order, pause for a moment and think. As Rachel mentioned, think about the context. Is this a special meal where I can indulge a little bit, or have I already been indulging the past 5 days? And what psychologists are learning is that if we just pause for that moment and think for a second about the context, we can actually change our habits. Because now we give our brains a little bit of time to maybe make a better decision. We're making it less automatic. So if you pause for a moment, as Rachel mentioned, and ask yourself any one or number of questions, it will likely change your behavior, and it will likely help you make an even better decision. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you, as always, for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where Optimal Life awaits.